Parents had a claim. Now they have a cause of action.
Okay, but it's possible that this judge rules in the next 24 hours that the whole circuit court process could be circumvented, could hop right to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's right. Professor Tribe handled one of the fastest cases in Supreme Court history, and he did a good job for his client, Vice President Gore. And that case went, I think, Professor Tribe, in 4 days, from beginning to end. This case doesn't have 4 days. That's the problem. This is, in my view, if the parents' lawyers should be filing, and it probably will be shortly, if you don't get a decision in the next hour or two, maybe three, you got to be requesting a quick response and get right to the 11th Circuit and maybe do what Professor Tribe said, take it right up to the Supreme Court.
Would you agree, Professor Tribe, even though you come down on the wrong side, that if the federal system...
Wrong side? I don't know that it's
I don't mean the wrong side. I mean, in terms of what he's... I mean, the other side.
Sure.
If you come down on the other side of this decision, if it goes for... never mind. Anyhow, however this thing...
It should be fast.
All right. All right. Should it be done fast? That's what I'm saying.
I think it should be done fast, but I do not agree that what should be done in the meantime is to force this woman to undergo surgery just to enable this thing to...
Well,
be
Professor Tribe,
because that involves a serious harm.
Hold on, Mr. Sekulow. Let him finish. Go ahead, Professor.
It's important to recognize that if the probability is that when the court finally decides the case, it will decide that there is no constitutional power in Congress to create a totally special law for one family. This is not just helping a company. If it decides that, then having forced her to undergo surgery will have been a big mistake. So the basic question should be quickly, did Congress violate the Constitution? Yeah.
Would you agree?
Is being briefed tonight.
Well, she's fed by a tube here through a port. That port hopefully is in place. If not, that's easily inserted. And if Professor Tribe's theory is correct that she doesn't have much cognitive ability, then I still say putting her through surgery is certainly better than being starved to death.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you both very much.
Thank you, Jim.